Okay. Vaishlath. No? Okay. So, one of the more tragic stories in Sefer Bereishis, the story of Dinah. Okay. So, Yevshchem takes Dinah. Dinah was going out with Benos Ha'ir, and she goes and she meets Shechem, and then Shechem rapes her, and then Chamor, who's the head of this, you have to wonder if that's his actual name, Chamor, it's possible. What's that? I feel like I'm beginning to get to the threshold of like knowing a little bit about Tanakh. I feel like people who like know Tanakh, let's say like they have like whole mahalchim about names and what they like. I'm not there yet. But anyway, Chamor. So and then the Shvatim come and they have this.
How could it not be ironic?
It has to be ironic. No, it's got to be something going on. Mustamad or something going on. I forget about that we're calling him a donkey, but I'm saying, like, I feel like if we were more Maharal perspective, we'd be like, no, Chamor is Chomrius, and he's like, because it's all about physicality, and like, yeah, there's something going on there. But there's something going on there. I think we could confidently say that. Okay. So, there's this negotiation between Bnei Yaakov and Shechem and Chamor, and they have this agreement that they're gonna, not so clear, like, what the original plan was. They're supposed to, like, join the Jewish people. Is it going to be this, like, Jewish, you know, Chamor kind of clan, whatever it was. But they're going to have to do Bris Milah, and we all know the rest of the story. Okay, so the question is, were Shimon and Levi justified in this? Were they not justified? Why was it only them? Why did Yaakov seem to get upset? Like, what exactly was the chait? Oh, obviously, Shechem, we could blame him. He's chayav for being ma'anes. Maybe Chamor for kind of facilitating it. But the whole city, like, what was their chait? As Bub's already pointed out, this is a relatively well-known machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban. I don't know, there's got to be five or six of them in Bereishis. It's interesting. I feel like you don't really... You have it in Vayikra, you have it by Korbanos, but like besides that, I can't think of many.
Shiluach HaKan, Mitzvah.
Shiluach HaKan...
That's like a more overall...
Although what I recall there is that the Ramban and the Rambam end up not being so far apart, actually, by Shiluach HaKan. But Achanami, it's discussed there. Okay. Vayanu b'nei Yaakov eshchem v'es aviv b'mirma. B'mirma. Okay. Is that that's the same Lashon by Yaakov and...
Right? They both translate it. I mean, it's translated in to Unklus, be wisdom. Wisdom both times.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
the simple translation would be deceit, right? Yeah. Deceitfully, right? Okay. Let's see. Vayinu b'nei Yaakov eshchem es mora b'mirma. They responded with mirma, and they said, "Oh well, we can't. We'd love to give you our daughter, but you have to first have the mirma." Hine. Chamor v'shchem el avia ve'lacheha dibru. Chamor and Shechem were addressing themselves to her father, Yaakov Avinu, and to her brothers, the Shvatim. Aval Hazakin, but the elder, Lo Ana Osam Davar, Yaakov Avinu did not respond. Ki banav yidabru bimkamo b'inyan hazeh l'chvodo. It was considered beneath his dignity to even have to deal with the whole episode. So his children were speaking on his behalf. Ki ba'avur hayos davar lahem l'kalon. Since it was such a disgrace, this whole act, lo yitu shiptach piv l'daber bo'kalai. Didn't even want to discuss anything about this whole story. It's like too dramatic or too disgraceful. Vishkan Shaila. Okay? We have a question. Shadavar nir'e ki biratzon avia uv'atzaso anu. The simple understanding is that Yaakov Avinu was present when the whole negotiations were taking place. You get the impression that he was aware of what was going on. And he kind of gave his tacit approval to this plan. Ki lefanav hayu. Everything was being done in his presence. V'ya yudea me'anam ki bimirma yidabru. And he knew what they were really responding, because he knew that they were bimirma, which maybe the Ramban, even by saying it this way, is implying it doesn't mean, could mean wisdom, but like, it means there's a trick. Ivimkein lamakas, and if that's the case, why, you'll be in charge, Avi, okay? You'll be in charge of these guys. Lamakas, why did he get angry at them after the fact, of like, how could you do this? You have more? Oh, you both? Okay, very good.
Hang on, which side?
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. We were well prepared. But it can't be, it must be the Yaakov, even if he didn't necessarily like discuss it with the brothers before, but what, he must have known this was a trick, but he thought they really were willing to let Shechem, who raped, meaning this non-Jewish pagan guy who raped their daughter, sister, is going to be able to marry her. It can't be. Yaakov Avinu must have known this was some sort of trick. And it says all the brothers had this response, bimirma. V'Shimon v'Levi levadam asu hamaisa, and it was only Shimon Levi who did it. But it seems like everybody kind of was aware of what the plan was. V'av ara apam lahem levadam, but the father Yaakov Avinu later on is only going to curse their wrath, meaning their fact that they acted hot-headedly. But it seems like he knew what their plan was. So what's going on? Vatshuva. The answer is, the part that everybody knew was part of some sort of plan, some sort of trick, was the idea of requiring the Mila. It could be Yaakov Avinu, it could be even the other brothers besides Shimon and Levi, they were doing this kind of when you're in like an awkward situation and you don't know what to say, so you say something which you know the other guy will certainly refuse, so you just go away. Like, the guy says, you want to come for Shabbos? He'd be like, I could, but I have to bring four other guys who are planning on coming, so it won't work out. He's like, okay, bring them all. So you weren't expecting that. You're expecting just to tell the guy no, but you didn't want to say no, so you said something that's like certainly going to be a no, but ended up being a yes. That's what's going on. They thought that they wouldn't agree. And maybe, if this was some sort of even trick in a stage B, if they would go through with it, the city, to have a Mila, the end result would be to come and take Dina back when they're all weak and recovering, but not to kill them all. That was the idea that all the brothers had, and the father was okay with that. But Shimon and Levi thought that wouldn't be enough, and they killed everybody. Another possibility. It could be even Yaakov Avinu realized that part of the plan was to kill Shechem, kill Hamor, but to kill everybody. Why were you killing everybody? It really should have only killed Shechem. That's why it says later on, what does it mean that they responded because of what they did to Dina, their sister? Everybody is agreeing that they could be, they could act trickily. With trickery. Okay, because of what they did, but they weren't trying, nobody was on board with the idea of killing everybody. Yeah.
Yaakov would know that they were going to kill Shechem. Not everyone. Yaakov was okay with them killing Shechem.
He did a terrible chait. He deserved it. For Rabbi Mishalu, many people ask. Come. No, never too late. Never too late. As long as the light is on, as long as the nears dolik. Okay. Rabbi Mishalu, ve'eich asu b'nei Yaakov hatzadikim. Okay. You could wonder what. Meaning, what exactly Yaakov knew, what he didn't know. But now the more basic question, how could Shimon and Levi have done this? B'nei Yaakov had tzadikim, amai yisa'azeh lishpoch damnaki. How could they kill the innocent blood of all the people in the city? Varav, right? The Rambam. Now it's not the Mor Nebuchim, now it's the Mishnah Torah. Varav heshiv b'sefer shofn Rambam, in his discussion of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, he responds, v'amar sh'b'nei Noach mitzuvim al hadinim. He says that the Jewish people had a mitzvah, the non-Jewish people, the B'nei Noach of the world, had a mitzvah of dinim, of having some sort of system of punishments, of a court. And you have to have a judge in each region, ladun b'sheish mitzvot shelahem, to judge the other six, to see if anybody's being Obed Avodah Zarah, he's doing Gever Menachai, he's doing Gili Arayos. And if one of the people in that area was sinning, they have to bring him to the court and kill him with Saif, by sword. And therefore, said the Rambam, step two. Once everybody has in the region has this responsibility for the court system, if people are lax in not enforcing the law, the guy sees his neighbor who's grabbing animals and ripping off their limbs, he's like, whatever. So then we'll kill that guy, the guy who sees it by Saif, because he's not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach of having dinim. And therefore, all the city is supposed to get killed because they didn't enforce any sort of punishment on their prince. Yeah.
Is it?
It's the Rambam. I count the Rambam.
Is it like something dafka with the prince, or that they didn't do dinim in general? Like, were they not practicing dinim in general? Or
so I don't know what the Rambam would say. Because it could be the Rambam would say it was in general, but the way the Ramban is going to understand the Rambam, it was specifically in this episode. Because he's gonna say, I don't think that's the pshat, says the Rambam. Shim kein ha'yakov avinu chayav lios kodem v'zocha b'misasam. This is like, it reminds us a little bit of the Ramban about that there was some sort of decree of v'avadum v'inu osam, And the Rambam says, but nobody should have really done it. Ramban says, what do you mean? But Hashem says, somebody's supposed to subjugate the Jews. Everybody should have jumped up and done it. It's a mitzvah for everybody to come and do it. So he says, if they're supposed to get killed, it's a mitzvah for Yaakov Avinu himself to go and kill them. If Yaakov Avinu was a little bit timid, he wasn't, you know, he felt nervous about attacking this clan, and they're not such a big group in Israel. Maybe they're going to get defeated, but then why is he angry at his sons who went ahead and took care of business? He should be very happy. He should be very proud of them. Meaning, by the end of his life, he's still angry at them. If you look at the bracha, which is not the clearest bracha, in Vayichi, it's that, right, I'm not a Balkore, but the idea that Shimon and Levi are not supposed to be concentrated in any one area because they're too volatile, they're too violent to be like concentrated in one area in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems like Yaakov Avinu thought it was wrong, not like the Rambam that it was right. I should have put that to Elohim. My apologies. Put it in the Sheamus. So and what if they trusted in God and they did what they're supposed to do? The Yaakov Avinu is going to get upset at them. Yaldati says the Ramban, Hadinim Shemanu Levnei Noach B'Shev Mitzvah Shalhem Einam Hoshev Dayanim Echopelech Echopelech Bilvad. Says the Ramban, I have a fundamental machlokas with the Rambam. For the Rambam, what is the idea of a court system? It's that you have six mitzvos plus one. It's really that one is only to kind of be an umbrella for the first six. It's not adding anything new. It's just to judge the first six. Says the Ramban, I agree with that. But that's not even like the ikkar of this mitzvah. Aval. Says the Ramban, what does it mean, dinim? It doesn't mean only to judge the guy who's ripping limbs off animals and the guy who's being ovid of Odazara. It's that they have to have a whole court system, everything. You want to be a little bit, I'm not even sure what the right word is. Want to be a little bit controversial, we could say, what the Ramban is saying. They're supposed to have a whole Hammurabi's code. They're supposed to have a whole system, a very parallel to the Torah. That's what they're supposed to have. And that was known by Masorah from the times of Bnei Noach. There's all these halachos that we have that are going to end up being written in and commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu in our Torah. They had parallels of that until that point. Because that was part of the culture. What?
Just wild.
Yeah. Their courts, and they have all of Chosh and Mishpat. They have every, look at it.
Yeah. They being like
they okay. So this you know, this brings us back to a throwaway comment I made like 4 weeks ago. If you want me to tell you my thoughts on the Mabul and everything, I'll have to share on that. So it could be you don't say the whole, it could be the region they were in, could be not the entire world, but that's already for a bigger discussion about what this all means.
If you're gonna require like the other nation borderships or anything,
yeah.
So why has that changed now?
It wouldn't change now.
The Ramban holds that
they have all these dinim. If you look in the British court system, which is then unfortunately has been adopted in the state of Israel, and many of the in the countries where they, you know, where the British Empire spread, and all of Western law, they have all these ideas. Okay, Geneva for sure they have. I don't know if they have any Ona. There's probably something about, a price control. There's something which might be a little bit similar to Ona. Oshek, that means not cheating somebody. They have Schar Sachir, paying your worker on time. They have Shomrim, there'll be discussion about Shomrim. Not going to be like our Shomrim, but it's going to be something Onis Mefata they'll have. Avos and Zikin, they'll have all these things. Not going to have it like we have it, but all these... What's that?
Are they really going
to
have
Mefata
or just
Onis? It probably depends on the time and place. There are places where even Mefata was a thing. Nowadays anything goes. Anything being anything you can imagine. But back in the day, I think, yeah, Mufatim Estama was also. Until in the British Empire, not related to Onus Mufata, but it's in terms of like how things were judged, it was like until, I mean, maybe you know more about history than I do, until like 150 years ago or something, somebody could get killed for stealing. They took these things very seriously. Okay. All these things you have for the Jew, just like after the Jewish people, you had for Bnei Noach. It doesn't only mean the first six. Wow, the Ramban is really having a very expansive dinim. That if they did anything that's discussing Subis or discussing Baba Kama, then they could be Chayiv Misa because that's against their halacha. ומכלל המצווה הזו שיושיבו דיינים גם בכל עיר ועיר כישראל. Yeah, I agree with the Rambam. They're supposed to have a court system, like the Rambam says. But the court system is going to have a much bigger court, you know, law book than the Rambam's. ואם לא עשו כן, אין אינני הרוגן. But says the Rambam, I'm expanding dinim tremendously. On the other hand, I'm also limiting it. I don't agree with the Rambam if they don't do this rechayev misa.
Where does the Rambam get that from?
The rechayev misa?
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's just to explain the story of Shimon and Levi, or I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure.
Is it, does the Rambam say that all, if you violate any of the Shemites, it's rechayev misa?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That you're rechayev misa for. Well, that we're going to talk.
Violating any of the seven?
Any of the seven. But no, but
so that's where he gets it from.
No, but doesn't the Rambam says it doesn't say that about this one. Shizu mitzvahs asei bahem. So the idea of a chiyuv for just like for the Jewish people is by an isra lav. You don't get an onish for an isra asei. Generally, v'lo amru ela azhara shalem zoi misasan. It only says it by an isra. Their isra meaning any isra includes a chiyuv misa. V'lo tikare azhara ela hamaniya b'lav b'chein derech hagemar b'sanhedrin. It's only called an azhara if it's a lav, not an asei. So I don't know where the Rambam gets it from. So that answers your question, Bubba, but it doesn't really according to the Ramban, it doesn't answer the question. Okay, so you have this fundamental machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban about what are dinim. So the Ramban says it includes everything you can imagine, but at the same time, it's not going to explain Shimon and Levi, because they're killing Shechem, they're not chayav misa for not enforcing the din. Nobody's chayav misa for not enforcing the din. Uv Yerushalmi Amru, it says in Yerushalmi, Bidinim shel Noach, in regards to the din of Bnei Noach, Hita dino narag. If the judge corrupts the jinn, the din, meaning to say that he says somebody's chayav when he's not, or he's pater when he really is, he gets the dying, the shofet gets killed. Lokach shochad nerag. If he takes a bribe, he gets killed. Bidina Yisra. What about by Jewish court system? Kol din shata yodeh shata shalom imanu iata rashi lebroch imanu. V'chol shata yodeh iata shalom imanu iata rashi lebroch imanu. What? That's a little bit of a cryptic line. I mean to say that anything you know that you'll be able to judge properly, so then you're not allowed to not judge it. And whatever you don't know if you'll be able to judge it properly, you're allowed to not judge it. But in their system, even if you know you could judge it, you are allowed to not judge it. There's a discussion, I think what the Yerushalmi is getting at, there's a discussion in Chosh Mishpat, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, but more in the Rishonim, but the idea that let's say you are a dayan for the Shalavim, okay? And let's say you have, there's a lawsuit between, you know, some gangster guy, some like mafia guy, and some poor guy who built the house in Shalavim, and the guy like left halfway through, and he's gonna, you know, and he took 3 million shekels and ran. So you're like, I don't really want to get involved with this case because I'm afraid the guy's gonna kill me. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's usher for the dayan to not accept the case. He has to accept the case. Listen, if he's not an official dayan for the community, he's just like a guy who sometimes he does cases, okay, if he doesn't want to do it, doesn't do it. But if you are the authority in that area, you it's usher for you to avoid that case. You have to do it. You can't be afraid of anybody. But Mashi Enkin, the Yerushalmi is saying, when it comes to Dinei Noach, if they don't want to get involved, they don't have to get involved. They don't have to get involved. So the Choros is against the Rambam, says the Ramban. Meaning, it's a system that they're supposed to do to keep law and order, but if for whatever reason they don't want to do it, okay, they don't have to do it. Okay? Kitosefes he be Yisrael, those segurim of Neish, like the Raman says. The idea I skipped the line. The non-Jew can say, the non-Jewish shofet can say, I don't want to deal with this case. But it's against the Yerushalmi. But Hakanami, you could say it, but you have to.
I'm just saying, like, the Rambam could expand dinim in certain ways and limit it in certain
okay,
ways.
Okay, Al-Hanami, but the Rambam is bringing, you know, yeah, precedent to his idea. Okay? So at the end of this paragraph, he says, So even the shofet for the non-Jewish area has no chiyuv to get involved if he doesn't want to. All the more so, the Bnei Ha'ir of Shechem are not going to get punished for not deciding to punish their prince. So he just rejects the Rambam. Just rejects it. Ma, this is now a nice little response to the Ramban. Ma, yivakesh behen harav chiyuv. The Rambam is looking high and low for a chiyuv misa for Bnei Shechem. V'chi anshe Shechem v'choshim amim lo obdei avodah zara u'megalei arayos osim kol to'evos Hashem hayu. Meaning these people were the lowest of the low. All these people, you know, you didn't look too far. They were all pagans. They were all serving idols. They were all had no system of anything. So you can kill them for whatever. You can kill them for many reasons, but it's not because of dinim. V'chasab tzabach aleim b'kama makomos al ha'arim ha'arim v'al agbos v'zachas kol eitz ra'anan lo salami la'asos. Pasuk says over and over again to learn from their actions. They're doing avodah zarah v'gilei arayos ki yes kol ha'tovas ha'el asu. They're doing gilei arayos. Elish ein ha'davar masro li'yakov v'anav la'asos b'em din ha'din. But Yaakov Avinu has no responsibility to get involved, and that's why he got upset. Aval inim Shechem. So why, what was the whole back and forth with Shechem? Ki bnei Yaakov ba'avur shayu anshe Shechem rishayim v'damam chashuv lehem kemayim rotu v'nokim bahem v'cherev v'nokemes v'arbi v'melech v'anshe iro ki avadim heim v'sarim el mashma uso mishma aso. So says the Ramban, the justification from the perspective of Shimon and Levi was that all the people are sinners, okay, A. They, in theory, are able to get killed. And now our justification, our license for getting involved is the fact that they are, everybody is kind of the political underlings, the supporters of this terrible leadership who's raping our sister, who's doing all sorts of terrible things, and don't see anything wrong with it. So we're going to wage war against this city. They're terrible people. And they didn't view the fact that all these people were converted as being a reason to avoid killing them, because they knew it was just to find favor with their prince. They knew they weren't really sincere in converting. Yaakov Avinu thought this was a terrible mistake. He's saying that you're going to disgrace me in the eyes of the neighboring tribes. And in Vayechi, he's cursing their anger. Because they gave their word. You gave their word that we're going to become one tribe. And the Achim were presenting this as an option, and then they were taking it back. That's just unethical. And maybe they would even end up being sincere converts. You never know. And they killed them for no justified reason.
Real converts in the first place, because Shechem lied to them on what the conditions were.
That's also true. They switched. That's also true. That's also true.
He says they automatically get any of their
Their daughters. Yeah.
He like changed the conditions of what they actually.
I ain't Shem Rashi, but yeah, okay. Yeah. But Lamaisa, first of all, I think this is just a fascinating back and forth. The Rama versus the Ramban. How to understand Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach? How expansive is it? Are you Chayiv Misa for it or not? But this is the art. It's like an afterthought. So I guess it's not so bad. I didn't have time to look into it. And there's a whole article, a whole approach by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Aaron Soloveitchik is the brother of the more known Rav Soloveitchik. So the name was also Rav Soloveitchik. So he has a whole approach, and I think he quotes this Ramban and the idea of the Yerushalmi. So I want to get to look at it. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I think he says the whole idea. I have it. I just didn't look at it yet. The whole idea of onshin by Shem Mitzvot in Noach, the idea that they get a chiyuv sayef, they get a chiyuv misa for all the six mitzvot at least, maybe even for seven according to the Rambam, says the Rav Soloveitchik, the idea behind that is that is a maximum punishment. That's not supposed to be the punishment. As the Rabban says, Yaakov Avinu is saying, we shouldn't have gotten involved. You don't have to get involved. The judge himself can say, I don't want to get involved. All the more so we can say, I'll get involved, but I'm not going to kill the guy. I'm going to put him in jail. I'm going to give him a knas. The whole nature of onshin by Bnei Noach is to maintain law and order. The whole nature of the mitzvot by Bnei Noach is to give them the most basic of religious truths and really to maintain law and order, that society shouldn't kill itself. That's the role of the Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach. It's not to be like Kadosh. It's not to reach a level of Obdei Hashem like the 613 mitzvot. It's not to bring them up to a higher level. Maybe if they want to, they can then pursue that on their own. But it's not the purpose of the Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach. It's just to maintain law and order and have the most basic of religious truths. Don't serve Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the idea, Masha Ein Kain, there's much more to talk about here. Let's say, by the onshin for Bnei Yisrael, which is in the Beis Din, which has a very high threshold of punishment, that is, we can't play with. Hashem says that a person who does this chait against me deserves to get killed. Obviously, we almost try never to kill somebody. But in theory, you can't say, instead of killing the guys Mechal Shabbos, I'll just give him a knas. You can't do that. Because it's a pagam against Hashem, Hashem's mitzvos. But for Bnei Noach, the whole purpose is to maintain law and order. And therefore, if the governor decides, you know what, in this case I'll give a knas, or in this case I'll give a jail time, because I'm not going to get involved, because it's not necessary, that's all legitimate. It's just a very different kind of system. And therefore, he has a whole mahalach about understanding the nature of the onshin, and therefore the nature of Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach, which part of that is some of these makoros that the Ramban is quoting. But again, I didn't really get a chance to look at it, so we'll just stop here. Okay, shkoyach.